What team do you support, though?
Chelsea.
No comments.
I don't get what's funny. I don't get. What team do you support?
Oh, well, you should know now. By that statement, you should already know.
No, I don't know. Team. Please tell me.
Mama, I support a very dirty team. Very useless, dirty, red, no, evil team.
You can't talk about dirty chooks, man. You can't talk about dirty. But yeah, I support the greatest team.
Now? Is it Man U or is it Arsenal? Exactly.
God forbid.
Oh, it's Man U. Okay.
Which one? Wait, it's Man U and you're happy? I don't understand.
Thank you, mom. Smelly team like this. Lucky.
And you're really there pumping your chest. You should even be ashamed. Like,
we're just going through tough times right now. Don't worry.
How long did the tough times last, please? Because I'm laughing for
tough times never last.
Only tough
people. But they're clearly lasting.
These tough times started like since we were in secondary school.
Guys
are walking full company. Time. What's bro, tough times?
No. I don't know when you were in secondary school, but we won the league 2013, 2014. Bro.
And you're not embarrassed. Now he's saying that with his chest and yeah, we won in 2013.
Hi guys, it's your host Matilda.
Hadiza.
And Imama.
And you're listening to the Amiibo Interludes. Hi guys, welcome to another Amiibo Interlude. It's the episodes where we just do Amiibo and we talk about topics pretty much that have been going on recently. And today we are honored, we are joined by two other Canadian Nigerians. Can we start claiming that now? Yes?
Yeah. Canadian Nigerians, have they given you guys passports?
Amen. Soon coming.
I mean, I guess we can speak in faith.
In faith, we are joined by two Canadian Nigerians. We're joined by Emmanuel and Chooks from For Yarns Only. Hi, guys.
Woo woo.
Hey. Guys,
What's up? It's Gucci.
I don't
guess. What's Gucci? You know when they send you abroad for like 1 year and you come back with an accent? He said, yeah, it was Gucci. Sounded like Igwe Tupac.
I'm screaming.
Don't kill me.
Yo, how have you guys been? How have your weeks been?
I guess I look up to introduce myself. Oh, yeah. My name's Chooks. I'm Nigerian, I guess. I'm based in Vancouver. And I'm in Van. And I'm a co-host of...
Sorry, did you say you're in Van? Podcast. Is that what they call it?
I think that's what the kids say.
Van.
Yeah, actually.
Van. The cool kids.
Ooh, Van. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
tell them about the GVA.
Yeah. Hey, fuck up, yo.
It's a Vancouver area. I'm screaming. I don't know if it's just me that has been seeing, like, they're saying, like, somewhere in BC has, like, a tsunami warning or something like that.
Yeah, it comes and goes, to be honest. Like, we have, like, warnings, like, every other week at this point. But it's usually, like, on, like, the outskirts. It's not, like, the lower mainland. Because I stay on, like, the lower mainland. So it's not as bad. It's usually... You know, like the way you like Lagos people usually have their own on some certain parts. That's how it is.
Lagos has tsunami. Floods. No, but BC is actually going through it. Like in the last year.
Yeah, BC is going through it. Yeah.
Bruh. Like natural disaster, but God save you people.
Wasn't there like a wildfire like last summer?
But there's a wildfire every summer, bro.
There's like wildfires, like, there's floods, like there's tsunamis.
There was a tsunami, but it wasn't as big. It just like took down, just I think, a few one. Houses. Like, just, I not like it wasn't too
wow.
big.
Wow, just a few houses.
I was like, just?
But yeah, man. Hopefully, like, I think, luckily, like, no one died. Like, that's, I think, usually when I check the news, that's like the first thing I look for. Like, you know, no casualties alive. We can sort out everything after that. But yeah.
A lie, coming through the Toronto slang.
Slang.
But,
Bro, from the moment you left Toronto, you like you lost all rights to use our slangs, bro.
A lie.
But bro, question, man, though, is Vancouver like a happening place, you know, socially and stuff?
It's popping in the same way. It depends on how, like, it depends on what you enjoy. Like, if you're trying to, like, club, then I'll probably say go, like, Toronto, Montreal. But if you're trying to, like, do, like, outdoors and
outdoor
stuff,
actually, yeah,
and have a vibe, then Rio Vancouver is perfect for that.
Okay.
And you guys have better weather.
Yeah, definitely. It's like...
Minus the natural disasters, but yeah.
And the rain every like week 10. Or every day.
It's not too bad. It's not too bad, but I mean, like, you just get used to the rain. Like, people in van don't even use umbrellas at this point. You just walk through the rain.
I'm still dying on van. I didn't know that was a thing.
Honestly, I actually cannot get used to it.
Hadiza, didn't you live in Vancouver, though?
I did, but I lived there when I was given pocket money, you know? So I didn't... I didn't leave my hostel because one step
wait,
out...
Wait, Hadiza, you lived in Vancouver?
Yeah.
Like that I was her first year there. In Canada. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that. Fun times. Amazing.
How about you, Emmanuel? How far are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Before I say I'm Gucci again, you guys come for me.
they call you 25. Yo, you guys said you've been watching the AFCON. How's it going?
Oh, yeah. There was a game today, Nigeria versus Sudan. Nigeria won. So, obviously, that's Nigerians were team Nigeria. Hadiza, are you not interested in soccer?
Like that sigh was heavy.
No, please keep talking though, keep talking.
I swear, because like anytime I'm talking about ball with like my female friends, like they always just tune off, so I'm always like, should we change the topic or something?
No, but please, most of us everyone watches soccer, so please continue.
No, we're represented here. Imama, like, heavily watches soccer, right?
Exactly. So
we have diversity.
I'm actually screaming. Now you guys using one person as diversity.
Lord knows.
That's okay.
Lord knows. I don't get it. Like, I think I get AFCON because I get when they're playing the World Cups and, like, stuff like that. I really enjoy watching it because, like, I like playing sports. I don't really like watching sports. But, like, with, like, all these Chelsea and, like, stuff, I don't know
wait,
how you guys...
what don't you get about it?
I don't get, like, the dedication to a team the way that, like, in any sport. And... Imama, you know I play sports, but the problem is just that...
Yeah, I was going to say, because I'm like, I know you play soccer, so that's why I'm like...
I just,
like,
I don't...
I thought you meant like you didn't get how it worked, but
no,
I guess
no,
I
don't get how
saying.
People just wake up, pick a
don't
team,
you think
and
the
then,
teams are
like,
inherited?
Their moods...
Like, if your parents, if your favorite parents, like, what team,
your parents.
Grew up then picking that team and liking it, don't
honestly,
you think so?
I feel like Arsenal fans, like, the team is definitely inherited for them. I don't know that... any of them genuinely picked it. I think they just inherited it from like a family member and just kept pushing. And now they're suffering. But sorry, go ahead.
No, I think it's the way it even dictates their mood. Like, I've seen someone watch basketball, like the playoffs, and like their team lost. And no, their whole mood was like, like, I don't know. Like, I understand like watching the World
you just
Cup
have to
and
go
it's
to sleep
like.
After.
Oh my God, why is it dictating your mood? You have no actual ties to this team.
As you
get
paying you.
No, be your uncle.
Isn't that like the passion that like we're showing? Like if let's say like someone is getting like cheesed over a game, like doesn't that show that like, you're passionate about the game?
Now who passion? I feel like half of these guys. What do you mean passion? Passion for what?
Like you're invested in the game. That kind of yo.
The
like
question
my
is
team wins,
why.
Manipede, you want
I know.
To
it's like for instance, like it's like I think it's the way it's like people get invested in different things. It's like for instance, I'm invested in soccer, but I'm also heavily invested in like TV shows. Like Matilda, I'm sure you've like seen me watch TV shows that like cry and everything.
I think
it's like
personality.
It's just different.
It
things.
Actually makes sense because Imama watching shows, like Imama is like crying and. I'm like, these people are not your relatives.
No, but it's just like, it's not about them being your relatives. I think it's just like, you know, different things that you're interested in and that you just like, that you connect with. I just think that's what it is. It's like, people have like different things that they're interested in. Like, you know, for some people, it's fashion, it's TV shows, it's soccer, it's basketball, whatever it is. But it's just, you like a thing, you're interested in it. You want to see the people that you have chosen succeed. And you don't succeed, you're upset. And you go again next time. I don't know. I just think that's how it works for me, Sha.
Well, Matilda, do you ever get attached to anything?
I guess not. maybe it's a personality thing that I don't understand. Hadiza, have you seen me get attached to anything? Do you get attached to stuff, Hadiza?
No, you're about to say attached. I heard that.
No. I was like, yeah, did they hear me?
I can't think of anything, honestly.
Yeah, no. I don't know. But I understand the AFCON because, like, I understand an attachment to your country. I get that, right?
Yeah, like, for AFCON, it's more like, okay, for instance, like, Manipi and I, we put aside our beef, our soccer beef, to, like, actually cheer on Nigeria. Because usually we're just going at each other every day. But, like, you're just trying
to... But, bro, I swear, like, you don't support Nige. You support only the Igbo guys in the Nigerian team.
Wow.
I didn't know that there was tribalism in this.
It's because, like, even today, the guy messaged me, was like, Igbo boys are balling. And I was like, huh? It's like a good team. I was like, bro, Nigeria just scored, and all the guy cares about, I think one Chukwueze guy scored. And the guy was like, bro, my Igbo brothers are balling.
You see the biggest issue, the fact that he doesn't respect our names. You see the way he just pronounced Chukwueze.
It's not Chukwueze. How should I pronounce it?
But I literally just said how you pronounce it. And by the way, Manny P is the one, but like, we'll score. Like, Nigeria will score a goal. It will usually be like Victor Osimhen. Because Victor Osimhen is from Edo State. Mm. Then Manny P will just tell me.
To say, bro?
He just tell me. Like, an Edo boy just scored. Like, it's not a Nigerian that just scored. An Edo boy scored.
I'm actually screaming. I did not know that there was tribalism in this at all. I did not realize
that. The point of a Nigerian team is to represent, like, Nigeria for unity.
To unify everybody, but clearly it's not. They're not unifying.
Bro, talking about Nigeria, edge up. Have you seen the interview that Buhari had at the beginning of this year? Or at least have you heard about it? Because I tried watching the whole interview and I couldn't. I didn't understand what he was saying, personally.
Yeah,
I saw like one or two tweets, but I didn't even watch it.
It was so funny. Like, it was actually so funny.
Like, Bubu is actually a funny guy. Like, I feel like...
Like, he doesn't even try.
Like, it's like not his unintentional funny guys. Like, I feel like he's one of those guys. But I feel like this interview was actually better than the previous ones.
No, but do you know why? Because the interviewer, first of all, the interview was pre-recorded. And then the man said the condition they gave to them is that they had to send their questions before time. So I feel
to prep.
Those answers were not really Buhari's answers, personally. But even though they weren't his answers, his solution was go back to the farm.
That's the basis of everything.
If we can summarize 7 years of this man's presidency, it is go back to the farm.
I think my favorite part was
when they asked him about the weather changes and the cattle rearers now have to, like, in the north, because when it's dry season in the north, they now have to, like, move down to the south to come out and graze.
Yeah.
And he was not like, so the question was based on, like, the security and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Then Buhari was now like, in terms of climate change, ooh, definitely. I just zoned out. I was like, bro, this guy is too much, bro.
Like, he wasn't answering the question. I don't think that's the first time he has done that, though.
He does that often. It's not like one of those that, you know how sometimes we, like, politicians, they'll, like, in their media training, they'll teach them how to, like, divert from, like, the question. Like, it's not even one of those. I feel like the guy just doesn't understand.
But don't
like,
you think that's even the best kind of diversion, to make the person think you don't understand what they're saying?
I don't think he understands what they're asking him.
I don't think so.
Baba talking about climate change when they're talking about security and guns. Okay.
You guys, the country is actually in a mess.
Oh my gosh, guys, what are you going to do if, God forbid, but what if, like, Jagagwan wins? What are you guys going to do?
I'm Canadian.
I'm actually screaming.
What's that you that you were talking about? Votes.
I don't know why. I don't know.
But that it was like really patriotic. What happened?
Let me tell you what happened. People are having to convince people not to vote for Tinubu. And that's when I knew we were in the pits. Like, I've been seeing so many tweets of people saying, this is what Tinubu did, and that is what Tinubu did. Please don't vote for him.
But who else is running, though? Like, I haven't really seen
Dele Mahmood.
Well, as an ABJ guy, I don't really, like, know, like the whole thing with Tinubu. Like, what, like, you guys are, like, grew up in Lagos. Like, what did Tinubu do, like, during his governance that people are not really rating him like that?
I think it's first of all the fact that he's almost like a mafia lord.
Sorry, Marcel, go ahead.
Okay, sorry. Like, he, first of all, apparently.
Yes, it's not even about what he did, it's about what he's still doing.
Yeah. But apparently, like, he was also involved in drugs, like in the.
Allegedly.
I'm sorry, before they come for me, that's
true. It was like 1995.
Allegedly, yeah. But, yeah, and then the fact that it's pretty much known that he kind of runs Lagos from the back end in a way, like, it's kind of like a ring, and there's just so much more. I feel like in the next couple of weeks what we can do is gather like actual like valid evidence as to like why we don't like him and stuff, but it's kind of known already that he's not the, like, recently I think he was even talking about, you know, they listed the Twitter ban and stuff.
How was it like with the Twitter, the whole Twitter ban in Niger? Like, how were people able to like navigate the whole thing?
VPN.
As I read that you said 222 days, I said, oh yeah, we still have that ban. I forgot.
No, but you know, I absolutely forgot because like Nigerians are very, very much on Twitter. But when I got back to Nigeria, I tried opening Twitter and I was like refreshing and I was like, oh.
Oh my gosh, same. I was like, what's happening? And I asked my brother and then he told me what was going on.
It's funny because you know, but then you forget because like literally,
yeah,
it wasn't really a ban because everyone was still using Twitter anyways. But yeah,
but and what did they achieve
with that though?
Matilda, please, you're asking questions. Like, what did they achieve with anything that they do? That's what, like, you should be asking.
The craziest thing is that all of this was just because Bubu caught feelings. Like, I think that's the craziest thing to me.
But over 200 days, bro.
That was a bit extreme, man. The guy can really hold a grudge.
They were trying to make Twitter to bend to their rules. So I think what they wanted to do, they wanted Twitter to give them like access to Nigerians' tweets, like so they can like delete the tweets and all of that, like if the government wants to, and some other like stuff that they requested. But obviously, Twitter
isn't
was
that
not
like
going
a human
that.
Violation, yeah, like human is. Rights violation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, obviously, Twitter wasn't going to do that. I don't know if Twitter, I mean, I'm pretty sure Twitter did not end up doing it, but
I thought they said what they had it was. I thought they said what it was that they wanted Twitter to open like a headquarters in, not like a headquarters.
They also wanted
what is
that
it?
As
yeah.
well.
It's also
in Nigeria.
To ensure control, right?
Some yeah. kind of control, I guess.
But yeah, no, Twitter didn't do that. But obviously, elections were coming and they didn't just spread their rubbish. So
I honestly think that's what
stuff.
It is.
Oh, because I was just about to ask, so why did they now lift it?
Because elections were coming. How would they reach a lot of Nigerians without Twitter?
Another question is, why is Buhari giving a speech? He's not known to do that.
That's so random.
I think 2022 just came and they were like, oh yeah, one year. And then all of them started just doing random things. But it's not so random. I don't think these people are as dumb as we think they are.
They definitely are not.
Yeah. But we'll see. Honestly, that country is really something. But yeah, get your PVCs, guys. It's actually...
I'm screaming.
As they're
moving.
You
give up. Like,
I haven't given up just yet, but Nigerians actually are the reasons like we are where we are. I actually think we're the cause of our issues. It's not just the politicians and stuff, but yeah.
But do you think that would actually genuinely change anything? By
it's
getting
a start.
Your
it's better than doing nothing, right?
True.
Yeah.
I mean, I was even hearing that Good Luck is going to run again. On that APC, apparently.
That's what people are speculating. What do you mean? Why not?
Parties.
Like, can somebody that already was president run again?
He only did 4 years, no? Yeah, he only did 4 years.
Yeah, four.
Well,
even if he did
kind of,
5?
He did more than 4 years just because Yar'Adua died.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that wasn't really his term, so he's still allowed to run again.
I mean, if, I think even if he did 8, as far as there was someone after him, he can still go again after.
Really?
As
far sorry, as what do you mean? Can you say that again?
So, like, president.
So I think if you do 2 terms, even if, as far as, let's say, someone else comes after you, I think you can still run for election. Like, you can
what
run
do you mean someone else
again.
Comes?
So, oh, for example, how I've had cool. Bubu now. So after Bubu, he can say, okay, he wants to come in again.
Oh, it just can't be 2 consecutive terms.
It just can't be 3 consecutive terms.
Oh, sorry, second, 3. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Oh, that's interesting. Wow. I definitely did sure? not know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
So wait,
I think I'm more like a political scientist, I think.
Wait, because in that regard, like, I don't know if that's just Nigerian thingy, but in the US, can Obama run again then?
I don't think Obama wants to run again, but... I don't,
but theoretically,
I guess theoretically
could
he? Because
could.
He aged him.
Yeah.
I mean, it was also 8 years. He also aged, right?
Yeah, I mean, no, he definitely did, but nah.
He honestly, definitely looked stressed while he was there. Was, for sure.
Yeah, he was stressed.
Looked stressed.
It's funny that they leave and they look stressed, but I feel like Buhari looks more healthy than he looked when he came. He has used that money. Anyways, whatever.
No, the guy is UK Breeze now. It's UK Breeze.
Do you get? He was barely even in Nigeria.
Yeah, the guy's an IJGB. He's an IJGB.
I'm actually screaming.
The guy's only back in like December festive period.
The guy's such a bad bee, bro. Such a bad bee. He's just showing
he's a travel
up for
influencer.
Christmas. He's an influencer, bro.
Nigeria to the world.
Bad boy boobs.
But on non-Nigerian news, though, have you guys been seeing the whole Kanye West thing? I think recently it was like Chicago, his daughter's birthday or something like that. And like, allegedly, that's what Kanye said. But I don't really fully always believe what Kanye says. He said that like they didn't give him the address to her birthday party. So like he went on like social media and he took a video and he was just telling everyone like this is what they do. Like they take the men out of their families or whatever. What do you guys think?
I have not seen this
Wait,
video.
Let me send the video to you guys.
But also, honestly, Kanye news just stresses me. Like something about Kanye West, just like every single time I see something about him, it just stresses me and it makes me not want to engage. And I actually don't know what it is, guys. I'm sorry.
What do you mean you don't know what it is? Look at him. I know what it is. He just went batshit crazy after a bit. You know, but it's funny because I was listening to this other podcast and they were like, they believe that, actually, let me give credit to where this theory came from. I think it's, you guys might actually know it. It's a Toronto podcast, Extra Gravy, the Extra Gravy show.
Mm,
have you guys heard of it?
Never heard of it.
Oh, okay. Damn. Okay. Is this guy, Marlon Palmer? I forget what his name was. Anyways, his theory was that Kanye actually never went, like, he has no mental health issues. Like, all these things he's doing are calculated moves that, like...
I don't know. It's been going on for such a long time, though.
No, but think about it. Okay, so Kanye West initially was on this, oh, black people thing. Like, remember when he was like, George Bush doesn't care about black people? And, you know, he was this... He won the left. Like, he won black people and everything. And we were all, like... Remember back in like his graduation album and stuff, and like
very,
we all
like,
loved him.
Black,
yeah, so like he elevated to that point, right? And like he had black people. Then he was like, how is he going to like, you know, win over the other side? Then he attached himself to the head of the white people, Donald Trump. And like, even though we, the blacks, don't necessarily like love him, we still listen to his music. And now white people are listening to his music as well. Well, you personally don't, but a lot of black people still listen to his music.
Yeah.
And like now, apparently, I think he's a billionaire and stuff like that. So, I mean...
So you think that all of this is an act?
It could be.
I really
it's
don't
working.
Think so.
I think Kanye West is very free-minded. First of all, I should say that I'm a Kanye West stan. I've just been keeping quiet. I don't know. I've just been trying to process all my thoughts. I was surprised that Chooks didn't call me out, but I was just like, I'm just processing everything. But what
so
I've been
processing
is that,
it.
First of all, with the whole Kim not allowing him to see his kid and stuff like that. Like I actually watched that right before this recording, and like he was basically just saying that like he messaged like Tristan, like he reached out, trying to, he messaged even the nannies, he's trying to see his kid. Aww. And like to me, like yeah, and he was like, imagine now like Chicago or was it Saints is gonna have that back of her or his mind that hey, their dad wasn't there for their birthday. There.
Meanwhile,
yeah, meanwhile he was trying to reach out and stuff. But like I get the argument that okay, when he was actually married to Kim, he didn't do enough. That's what I heard, Sean. Like he wasn't always around, blah blah blah, yeah. And stuff like that. But I feel like he's trying to make like a genuine effort now. But it could also just be obviously media antics. But I'm not really sure. But I feel like he's trying his best right now. But that's me.
So as a Kanye do you think stan. That Kanye West actually like? Do you think that what he's doing now, like just his general behavior, I guess? Do you think that it's all like fake, or do you think that it's actually genuine?
Kanye's a very like erratic person. I feel like he just expresses himself however, even from like going on stage, like dragging the mic off Taylor Swift and saying Beyonce deserves his Grammy. Like he expresses himself in a very unique way that's very like different from a lot of people, right? So I feel
why
like
has no one seen it as like problematic? I feel like Kanye stans always are like he's a free thinker and like it's seen as this. But if any other person did like half of the things he did, we would say they're just not normal.
They would like, call them mad. Leave them. These Kanye fans, they don't keep
saying anything. Is free thinker?
No, but it's like everybody else. Like okay, it's like why is everybody else calm? Like you know. Like you, like it's okay to be the odd one out sometimes. That's how I see it. Like some people are just unique.
But this is not like
they fed you the pudding, man.
As far as he's not doing anything pretty, like okay, what is one thing he has done that's pretty problematic? To be honest, even supporting Donald Trump. Wait, let me land.
Yeah,
even supporting Donald Trump. He was like,
it's not problematic.
Okay, wait first. So
saying black people chose to be slaves.
No, that statement in itself was problematic.
No, Imama, don't bring that up to a Kanye fan because they have arguments for that.
I said that's
not really what he said. That's not what he meant.
Yeah, that's what I thought he was going to do, but he did do that.
Oh, no, I don't agree with that, but sometimes, like, he doesn't express himself in the best way, too. But, like, what I was going to say is, like, Democrats are known, obviously, the black community, they're always with the Democrats. But like over the years, like people that follow American politics knows like Democrats don't give a fuck.
Do you literally follow American politics? Are you?
I follow American
people?
Politics to an extent.
Okay.
To an extent. Because like people would argue that even Obama didn't really do much for black people even during his tenure as American president. So I'm like, if Kanye is seeing somebody just that's kind of the way kind of like how Jay-Z bought like a NFL team. I don't know, Chooks, if you remember. People are like, apparently because NFL is racist or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Jay-Z
no,
was kind of
not,
like trying to get
this, sorry.
In... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no. I'm super sorry. I see where you're going. Like you're saying, yeah. Like even Jay-Z like aligned himself with like a known problematic organization, right?
It's kind of
Donald
to get a voice.
Trump with... we're talking about though. Like...
But Trump is the president of America. Like he was the president of America.
But he stood for like a lot of stuff that caused a lot of harm in the black community. Do you get what I mean? And he didn't just align himself to like, he aligned himself with Trump's beliefs. Do you get what I mean? Which is pretty much like, it's not like he wore the MAGA hats, which like.
Exactly. It was like an accidental thing where it was like, oh, like, you know,
I just
like,
buy
you know,
the wig. Yeah.
Exactly. I just buy the wig. Like, you know, I'm supporting him because his president is like, no. I'm supporting him because he's president and because I genuinely believe what he's saying. At least that's what I am making it seem to be. Even though maybe that's not what his heart believes, but I don't know. I don't know what's inside his heart, but yeah.
Kanye never really said that he supports like Trump's like views. He supports Trump. They were supporting Trump as president, but that wasn't me. Like I can be like,
what?
I fuck
you
with Kanye
president
now, but
without supporting their views.
That's how may I say, Shah? Like you can listen to an artist, but separate the artist from the art. Like separate the artist from the art. Like for example, now I fuck Kanye's
this
music, but I don't support everything Kanye says.
It's not
an artist.
Okay,
yeah,
no, I'm
this is not.
Can't separate the president from
your music. Guys, Manny P is a different type of Kanye stan. Like you guys don't understand. Like,
I support Buhari,
but I don't support Buhari's art. Like I don't grab.
Like he could be supporting. So if I say like, for example, I'm involved in politics anyway in Nigeria and like I'm cozying up with Buhari could be maybe to get my voice heard in the Aso Villa
It doesn't mean that I support
you're probably trying to help your people. You're probably trying to help your
people. I'm trying to get my voice heard within the office.
Okay, but then you
then I start wearing Buhari's hat that say go back to the farm.
No, because at that point you're putting up a front now, that kind. So you're
for who?
You can actually get in the table. You can get to the table and actually have a conversation with him.
Okay, but what conversation did he have? What conversation did he have when he got to the table?
That I don't know. I'm just saying.
So if you guys are saying this, does this mean that Kanye is constructing that whole supporting Trump thing was just a facade to kind of get popular?
That's because a theory. We don't know.
If he doesn't support Trump's ideology but supports Trump and you guys are saying to get his voice heard, then it sounds like a ploy to me.
Yeah, it's probably one of his antics, to be honest.
Honestly, I think the only thing that I feel like I can't fully believe in this is that I think Kanye is just somebody that just thinks he does things without thinking. I feel like that's the one thing I can believe in all of this. Maybe people can call it free thinking, but I believe he just does things based on however he feels in that moment, and he doesn't necessarily pause to actually think about it. And I think that's the only thing I would choose to believe. Everything else to me is fraud. But yeah, that's it.
Don't hurt Emmanuel's feelings.
I go through this all the time, so it's fine. There's nothing I've not heard when it comes to Kanye. It's fine.
Are you also a man you support? They always drag me. It must be a lot.
It's okay, don't worry. Maybe one day we'll fully understand Kanye's thinking, but for now, I don't attempt to understand
it. I don't think Kanye understands his thinking, though.
So if eventually someday and everything makes sense, would you guys take back everything you guys have said and actually call Kanye a genius?
How is it going to make sense? Paint a scenario.
Even if all this while he was doing undercover coup and he was doing it for 500 years so that he can, I would still think that there's a better way that he could have done this that would have set a better example to a lot of people that would have not been as destructive as a lot of things he has said and done. So I'm regardless whether or not it was an undercover coup and he was really the Martin Luther King of our generation, that's his business. There's so many other things that he could have done that would have better brought out the result that he's trying to get. But yeah, so maybe one day, I don't think I'll take it back. I also think that he just does things based on however he feels.
Yeah. But to make things a bit more, I guess, it wasn't Emmanuel that was saying it at the beginning that he doesn't believe in marriage.
No, it was Chooks. Okay. I'm screaming. We literally are you know what? I'm going to go from going for Emmanuel to
let's go to Chooks. Let's take the pressure off.
Emmanuel, we're done with you for now.
Chooks, your turn.
But at the beginning, Chooks was talking. We were talking about how there have been so many divorces. I think
has been getting divorced?
Jason Momoa.
Oh my God, that shocked me.
And Lisa Bonet.
Yeah,
I was so shocked too. I saw it and I was just like, isn't it this boy that was saying that
he said this boy?
Aquaman.
Yeah.
He was saying that, you know, he had seen her on TV growing up and he said that's going to be his wife. Your lifelong dream.
She became his wife.
Yeah, but where is he now?
Become his wife.
No, it shouldn't unbecome.
Unbecoming.
It should unbecome. I'm just like, what? Nah.
And then there was also Devon Franklin and Megan Good. Yeah.
Yeah, that one shocked me too. But not as much as Jason. It's interesting because
we talked about marriage last week, but Chooks, why don't you believe in the construct, as he said, of marriage?
The social construct of marriage. No,
okay, I'll just narrow it down. It's not like I don't believe in marriage. It's more like I feel like Nigeria goes through a lot of sad concepts of marriage where I genuinely feel a lot of these people who are married are not truly happy. They're only married because, at this point in my life, I'm expected to get married. So in my head, I'm like, yo, at that point, it's more like you're just trying to fit into the ideology set by, I don't even know, anybody. Why don't you instead just live your life? And if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. Instead of going into life, yo, at this age, once I turn this, I have to go find a husband.
This is not as problematic as I thought it was going to be. I'm upset.
Me too. I thought you were going to be a free dick.
What? I feel like for women, especially if you're in Nigeria, a lot of people, you know, want to have kids, right? You can't have kids outside of a marriage in Nigeria. So because of that, the pressure is on, right? And women are not like men where you can have kids at any age, right? I mean, with advancements, scientific advancements, yes, but that costs money as well. So I think that there is a legitimate reason as to, like, if you're someone who wants kids, there's a legitimate reason why you'd be under pressure to, you want kids and you want it to look legitimate. There's a real reason why you'd want to be pressuring marriage on yourself and stuff like that. So, like, I think
if it's worth it.
But I have a question. Mm-hmm. I have a question. What restricts having kids with marriage? Like, why do those two things have to happen? Because for you to actually be happy.
That's Nigeria now. That's how it is. Like, I mean, you don't have to, but it's like, that's just what the social construct is, and it's pretty strong in Nigeria. So.
And isn't that a problem? Like, can't anyone see the problem in that?
No, it is. Well, I personally believe in two-parent households, so I don't know. I guess I'm more like, I lean towards...
Wait, Hadiza, sorry. Unpack that a little bit. What do you mean by believe in two-parent households?
Like, I feel like, I don't know how to explain. I don't know why I feel this way, but I do feel like the institution of marriage... Well, I mean, right now, you can get a divorce and, like, you can... But then I feel like a child shouldn't be brought up in a single parent household. Like, I feel like, I mean, if that's really the situation.
So you think that if, like, for instance, like, a woman chooses to have a child out of marriage, like, she doesn't want to get married and she chooses to just have a child, you think that that's not a thing that should be essentially?
Like, I mean, like, she can do it if she wants to. I personally don't believe in it. Like, I will never do it. Right?
I think the little... Not that it's a problem or anything. I think what it doesn't take account for is the fact that you can really only... account for now. Like, you could go in being like, yes, okay, I am a two parent household, and there's just so many unforeseen circumstances that could occur.
Definitely.
That could still make, I know, I guess it's what you want, but the reality is that it's not always
100%. And I would love for my reality to be that if I'm having kids, whoever is with me will stay dear, do you get, like, you're not going
even
anywhere.
If they are not, you guys are both not happy.
I that's the thing. I hope to not be in a situation. So I, like, for me, I'm not under pressure to have kids, right? So I feel like I can go my life without having kids, no problem. But then I feel like if I'm going to have kids, then these are my conditions. Like, whoever I'm with has to be with me, they have to be compatible with me. Like, there are a lot of conditions for me to want to bring a child and stuff like that. I want to have that stable two-parent thing for whoever that child is. So I'm fine to not have kids if I don't have that. So, like, I mean, as much as I understand that, like, you know I could be in a situation where I have a child and the person dies, or the person, like, you know, goes away, or something happens, right? I just personally prefer that model, and I will try my best to kind of make sure that's the situation for me. So I really believe I think the idea of having two parents is a good thing for kids, but that's my own belief.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's fair.
But yeah, we're kind of running out of time, so we're going to go right into our question of the week. And this is the part where we just read, like, people's dilemmas and answer them unsolicited. Unsolicited advice, to be honest, but
I didn't ask for us for, but we'll give them anyways.
It's the Amiibot interview. It's like, if we don't, who will? Okay, the subject line is kneeling down to serve food, red flag, or can I do it? Okay, please keep me anon. I have an issue that needs advice and public opinion. See, they actually asked for it this time. Public opinion. Here we go. So the person said, please advise me. My boyfriend of 2 years came up with, I should kneel to bring him his food. Is it madness? I thought it was a joke at first, though. Like, he was serious. I initially said no, but he insisted. I did it in, like, November and December of 2021. And he was so happy. He would joke and call me Iyawo. And Iyawo means wife in Yoruba. My people are in bondage. Okay.
Are you built that spirit for me? Just me.
Is it Chuk saying aw? Yeah. Chuk that doesn't believe in institution of marriage, calling saying somebody to slavery.
Okay. So he was so happy and he would joke with me and call me Iyawo, but I don't want to do this.
She doesn't
this
want
year
it
again.
This year again. As for 2022 now.
And then I love him. He's kind and all. Is he? Okay, the kneeling down never changed anything in our relationship. Mm. He said his mom does it to his father and he would want it. I asked my friends and they said they wouldn't do it. I'm 28 years old and I don't want to end 2022 single.
Hey.
Okay.
Okay, wait.
I'm 28 years old and I don't want to end 2022 single. I know what my single friends are seeing outside. Is it okay? Mind you, our age difference is just 3 years. He buys me stuff and all of that too. Why is that important? Nigeria.
This girl is not focused. She's not focused. Okay.
That's the end.
Wait, I'm actually just so confused. Wait, actually, I have a question. So would this be a deal breaker, I guess? Like, is this a deal breaker in the relationship?
What you're asking really is it a deal breaker if your partner is mad?
If he's a traditional man, of course, that's a deal breaker.
But you were dating for 2 years before this madness started.
How would you get on your knees? No, but you have to get
maybe
on your knees.
Maybe he wants to start taking the relationship seriously.
Seriously, yeah, of course.
Wow.
He wants to serious people.
Also, maybe he's prepping out for the traditional marriage, you know?
Exactly.
No, okay, quick question, because you keep saying traditional marriage. I've never heard of this before. Is this a certain tradition? Because I've never heard of it before.
Well, I mean, he calls her Iyawo, so I assume he's Yoruba. So that maybe
please,
can
Imama, I've never seen this.
And he sounds like a very principled man. Like, he wants the principles of tradition. Like,
no,
get on your knees, serve me
food. I keep asking you, which tradition? Have
you guys Yoruba tradition? Can't you guys Yoruba?
You guys, this is not a thing. I'm
no,
so
but
sorry.
Masha, you don't know the Yoruba traditions. Maybe it's from one village that you don't know about.
You're the Yoruba from the city. Dig deep.
Exactly. This one is Yoruba from maybe one village that you don't know about it.
I don't. Yeah.
So, Matilda, you have an issue serving your man on your knees.
Ooh. I can't believe this is the question we're asking. Yes, indeed.
Actually, wait, pause. If your man actually tells you, this is something that I like, it's like, it doesn't make me see you as like beneath me or anything. Like, I just like it. Like, the same way, like, you know, for instance, like, I enjoy sleeping on the left side of the bed. I just like for you to serve me food on your knees.
I think it indicates madness. I'm honestly so serious. I'm so serious. No, it's a deal breaker.
Wait, but why? Why does it indicate madness for you? Is it because
I think he's getting off me, like, being enslaved, personally.
He's
just a principled man.
Principle. No, but you know how, like, okay, wait, let me explain. You know how, like, there was this whole thing at first, like, at some point where this woman was like, she doesn't want to kneel down. Like, you know, the tradition in weddings and everything is that, like, you go and, like, you serve your husband and you, like, kneel down or something like that. And this woman was like, no, she opts out of it because, like, it sets in, like, precedence and everything. And honestly, personally, for a wedding and everything, because it doesn't really mean anything to me, like, I feel like I would do it because it's one day. But he wants her to do that every time. I think it's a mentality. Like, he wants her to serve him and he gets off of that.
But relationships are about compromising, though.
What?
Exactly.
Okay.
Compromise for you.
I don't know why everyone directed the question at me, because, like, what would you
guys do? Yeah, I want you guys to answer. Imama, you are really pressing. I want to know.
What do you mean? When we said Chuks and Imano should answer first. Chuks and Imano, what do you think?
You already had Chuks. Chuks thinks he's a principled man. You guys already know.
I just think that it's such a little thing to fuss about. Like, if the guy is saying that's
what... Let's flip it.
For the girl?
On what end is it a little thing? For the girl or for the guy?
But the guy is not forcing also for the babe.
So Emmanuel, if your girl said kneel down to me when you serve me food, you would serve it to her like that.
Hey. Single man. Oh my
first
god.
Alu.
Chile King.
Abomination.
Our forefathers
will never see me the same.
Oh no, my tradition, a man's knee does not touch the ground.
Wait, Emmanuel, are you the one that is Edo?
Yeah, I'm a do.
Oh yeah, you too. If your girlfriend,
tradition,
you know, I'm very proud.
Is this tradition? I don't believe that one. Mm-mm. I don't believe that Edo men's knees doing to touch the ground.
Are you Edo too? How do you know?
My mother is Edo.
I have a lot of tribes.
Where are you from? Which tribe are you from?
Amishan.
I'm Benin. We're close. we have pretty much the same traditions.
But y'all be seriously though. Like, what is wrong with this man?
No, I wish I was joking. Like, what is not, like, there's nothing wrong with this man.
Chooks, I think you're joking.
Yeah, just some things. Like, sometimes your babe can tell you that she likes when you wear gray sweatpants. I think it's something like that.
wait, actually, once again, though, are you being dead ass?
It looks like they've been dead ass, so you guys, they've not wavered like once.
we're like, okay, for real.
So that means you guys actually.
We're obviously joking.
Maybe I don't say it because they don't want to seem like they're not
pro. You're joking. Truth is quiet.
No. It's actually bad. It's bad.
I'm looking at both of you sideways, but okay.
I do think in that situation, to be honest, if it's a serious relationship, like,
she should consider it.
I mean,
Emmanuel, that's the beginning of madness in their relationship, you know. She's going to agree to this thing, they're going to get married, and he's going to continue. He's going to demand something else. How
you
did this man?
I think
he held this thing for 2 years.
Why?
She should demand,
why he wants it.
Her own 2 years.
Make a compromise.
You guys are.
I mean, I think that she should actually ask him. I don't think they're making a compromise. I think she should genuinely ask him why he wants it and just go from there. Because if he just wants it as, like, you know, it's what.
Mama,
call it,
she asked him
kink,
why. Did you hear? Or, he said because his mom used to do it.
Okay,
to
that's
his
a
dad.
Foolish reason.
Anyway,
that's
you know what's interesting.
He grew up on it.
I don't know who made the comment, but they made a very valid point. I swear his mother used to, you know, be supported fully by the dad. So if he wants her to kneel down, he should start paying her bills. He should make sure her account is always full.
Okay, no, but see, I feel like that's one thing. But like, if she came into the relationship, if she did not come into the relationship on the I'm going to be fully supported, like if that's not the way they started the relationship, then it's foolish for you halfway to now switch up.
Is it not foolish for him to switch up too?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's foolish for him. It's foolish for him to switch up like halfway through.
Yeah.
But if, like, let's say they came from the job and like, okay, this is going to be a traditional thing, you're going to fully support me, serve me, kneel down, yeah, 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 then it's fine. Like, you know, she came into that knowingly, then it's fine. But for you to switch up 2 years in, I mean, I'm so sorry. I actually agree that is the beginning of madness. I agree with you, Matilda.
So what would you guys do?
Break up. What else is there to do here?
Like this YouTube guy. What's that guy's name? Kevin Samuel. I swear.
Okay. You break up at 28. Bro, the streets are rough. The streets are dirty.
Are the streets rougher than this man she's with?
The relationship is already dirty. I don't understand. Like...
You guys can come together as a couple, go to Mommy Gio and ask Mommy Gio to explain
heard of Mommy Gio, have you?
Go to Mommy Gio.
Who's Mommy
Gio? The woman that has been saying
is it the pastor woman?
She used to be in the 99 region.
And ask Mommy Gio if this is a good path to follow or you guys should switch it up. Like, then you go from there.
Nah, you guys are 28,
joking. That's long.
Now. Mama, you still haven't answered, actually.
No, I've answered now. I said I agreed with you. I was like, oh, that if they're not coming to the relationship based on that, then it's madness. But if they came in based on that, then sure. But if you came in based on this is not, like, you know, we're not following the traditional standards, then, I mean, I think I haven't heard of this before.
Okay, like, I know you guys keep saying, like, you guys keep saying it, like, tradition and, like, stuff, but I'm serious. I'm Yoruba, and I feel like I've been into multiple Yoruba homes. I have never, ever, ever seen, like, that before.
No, but, okay, like, I mean, even our grandparents... So I haven't necessarily heard of it, but I have seen it in like movies where the woman does kneel down to serve her man. Husband? Yes, I have actually seen that. Oh my god, it's actually funny. Oh my gosh, I actually just remembered one thing. It's actually funny, but recently I actually just saw somebody that I know, but I think this one was just kind of like a once in a while thing. Like they didn't do it every time, but I just did it once in a while. Where she actually knocked down to serve her man
she's a young person.
A queen.
She's not, I mean, she's not like she's maybe
queens
like
don't kneel down.
She's maybe like in her 40s or something, I guess. But yeah, she like knelt down to serve her husband as well, like, you know, I'm honored to serve you. And like I said, honestly, if that is how, I don't think there's anything wrong if that's the basis of your relationship. I think that's absolutely fine. Exactly.
Want to continue.
If that's the basis, that's fine. Everybody should do what makes them happy. But if that is not how we started, then you cannot bring that on me like halfway through. I'm sorry.
Honestly, the streets cannot be too rugged that you stay in this kind of relationship. Honestly, yes. And I feel like when she was saying, she doesn't want to end this year single, she's 28. That has nothing to do with anything.
I see that he buys her stuff.
And he buys me stuff too.
she's so sweet, girl. Like
you said what?
But you know what's crazy? I'm so sure this woman is going to stay in this relationship.
Yeah, she's about to turn 29.
I think
she
might leave.
She's about to turn 29.
No, how do you know she's going to stay?
I think she might leave. I think if you're sending to get help at that point, like as in
I think this is not going to be the beginning. I said this is the beginning of like he's going to start with this. He's not going to switch to I think you should quit your job.
No, but think about it. A man that would ask for this kind of thing is he's emboldened, and you said yes. It's over for you.
If that one is too much, what if he's just okay? He just wants his food to be served on a tray or tumbler.
Hire somebody that will serve his food on a tray and tumbler. His girlfriend that has
What is hey God in you?
Because she's already serving his food anyway.
What's wrong with that?
What's the point? Like, if he says,
you guys, it looks like we're talking to traditional men of principles.
Respected men in society.
Men of value.
But you guys, the guys never actually explained what they think she should do. Like, seriously.
I think the problem here is that you don't think they're serious in what they're saying. They have told you what they want. You're the one that doesn't want to believe there.
No, but last chance. Chooks and Emmanuel or Manny P.
Said last chance.
Last chance. Seriously now.
Okay, dead ass.
Okay,
I think you should talk to the guy, man. Like, if it's something that he's not willing to drop and she knows it's something that she's not willing to do, then she knows the answer now. It's to drop out. But if, like, they can come to, like, maybe, like, a resolution that, okay, maybe you serve my food, you kneel down, and the guy will be like, okay, maybe I'll wash your pants, something like that. If they can find something, like a common ground, then they'll carry on with their lives now.
Wow, bye-bye to washing machine, it appears.
To be honest, washing pants is the compromise.
No, that's because the guy wants to be in the 50s. They might as well all go there.
Imama, I feel like, do you remember there was a teacher in... you probably don't know because you might not have had this teacher. But he used to say that he used to wash his wife's pants.
Oh my god! I do not remember.
Teacher we had in secondary school.
Why would he even disclose that?
This sounds like TMI. Something, Mister. What's his name?
I think we are thinking of the right.
Yeah, it's not like something he would say. Like, what? Okay, yeah, no.
But yeah.
That sounds like one of my guys in secondary school that told us his dad used to wear pants, man. I was like, why? Like, why are you telling us that?
You'll be working hard to send your child to school. You'll go to school and stay your way.
Okay, wait. One second. Emmanuel has told us what he thinks. Yeah, chooks.
I definitely think that they should, like, come together, but have a conversation. And if either party is, like, if no one's willing to compromise or anything, then they should just call it quits now. Like, save everyone the stress.
Chooks, yeah. Really
why does Chooks so do really sound unbelievable?
I think Chooks doesn't think there's a problem with what's going on. I think Chooks thinks that this is normal.
You should have started with your chieftaincy title. You started with your chieftaincy title first.
I think Chooks thinks that this is normal.
No. I genuinely feel like
he's like, why would you kneel down in the first place?
To be honest, like, if there's anything in a relationship you don't feel comfortable with and you have a conversation and it's not working out, like, jackpot. The only thing I would PS, the streets are rough, for you get done dirty. That's an assurance. Like, from Chooks to you, we love. You get done
I'm
dirty.
Screaming.
Chooks,
do you know what?
Chooks, you sound like those guys that if they're having relationship issues, they'll go and meet pastor and pastor will tell them to just stay in the relationship.
But that's typically what happens in Nigeria. If I'm being honest, like, pastor will just tell you, I see that you guys will do well in the next 5 years and give
just
pray junior.
About it.
Just pray about it. Then you got to move yourself and stay inside.
I feel like guys haven't been done dirty enough because I feel like, wait, let me land. Because you guys say the streets are rough. Honestly, I don't think you understand what's in store for this woman if she stays in this relationship. Do you get? Streets, at least, like, when you're in the streets, you know you're in the streets and there's no attachments and stuff like that. But you decided to stay in this relationship. So you are actively doing yourself.
It depends what's rougher, though. Some people can be in rough relationships and still prefer to stay there than be in the streets.
And I think it's bondage.
Like, if he's, like, taking care of her needs, like she said, he's buying her stuff.
Are you guys
honestly, I guess it's actually taking care of. Whoa. I don't know, man. Like,
it depends on
honestly,
where, like,
maybe he could be covering every single thing for her that she ever needs in this life, and it's just honestly, if maybe, like, you know, you're covering all my needs, I don't have to work. You're doing everything that I need to do.
Imama has changed my mind.
No, wait,
she will lie down.
They brought up a good point because honestly, if let's say I don't have to worry or work for anything and like everything is in my name or not that it's in your name and you're controlling it, like everything is in my name, you know, I'm getting surplus monies, going on surplus vacations. But chance,
you know what? This is like how Matilda said
maybe
he's
emboldened.
The next thing he starts saying is back like a dog, you know, because
I'm telling you, it doesn't end there.
Maybe I'll consider because, like, for instance, it's like those sugar babies that they fly them to, like, you know, Dubai and
they shit on
baby,
them.
Sugar babies once in a while. This one, you're married to him, so every day he'll be asking
but
you for
get.
Do you get?
Like, I can't.
Did she tell you that he pays for vacations for her?
No, but see, I'm saying, like, these are my conditions. Like, if this is what you want, then I will list, like, a lot of conditions for you. And if you can meet every single one, then perchance, you know, I could maybe.
But if you are listing a lot, he has to up what he's demanding.
And
too,
he will.
Cannot just be meaning that.
No, I will tell you that what you have demanded is what meets my conditions. If my conditions are too much for your demands, then we'll go separate ways.
Remember, let me tell you the flaw in your thinking. You are assuming this man is sane.
Normal.
You are assuming this man is normal. But he's not.
This man
waited 2 years.
I mean, that's actually true.
The guy has more stuff for her, I'm telling you, you guys.
I stick by my initial reaction. This man is mad. And she should run. I know you guys keep saying she should talk. All that talking, he has displayed signs of madness. Run. Anyways, we've only said our own. You can do what you want to do. But before we go, actually, Emmanuel and Chooks, could you tell us about your podcast, like, for Yarns Only?
Yeah, so Chux and I were, I guess, we're co-hosts on a show or podcast show called For Yans Only. It's kind of similar to Africa Lipso, but I guess less serious. Actually, very less, like, we just yarn. Like, we're just yarning. Only. Literally.
The name of the podcast is a disclaimer.
Literally, For Yans Only. So if you think you're coming there for anything serious or sensible, you're in the wrong place. So that's just my brief intro. Chips, I feel like you probably have more to say.
Yeah, it's basically, as we always put disclaimers, like, the anything here on the podcast, like, just forget, just leave your ass as soon as you're done listening to the podcast. Don't take anything with you, because you might hear some wild things. But it's basically just for yans only. We just talk normal, general issues. Like, basically like an amoeba, like, basically like this, like an amoeba interlude, but an extended version of the amoeba. And we just talk about, like, issues in Nige, issues in Nige culture, stuff like that. I remember there was this one time we decided to, like, talk about a serious topic. Then we got, like, a fan mail telling us that, yo, why we getting serious? That we should go back to the normal form.
Yeah, this wasn't the reason why I was listening to this.
Yeah, we apologize the next week. We're like, oh, okay, well, I thought.
I'm screaming.
But yeah, basically that's it, yo.
I'm actually screaming.
That's what I'm most like.
So what are you guys doing?
The audience said, hey.
You're like, hey, are
we
you guys
don't
most
come
focused?
Here to listen to you focused? People trying to
I'm
be
like,
smart.
Focus.
Love it. Where can we find you guys? Like, social media, and where can we listen to your pod?
Apple Pod, Spotify, everywhere you listen to podcasts, it's For Yans Only. On Instagram, For Yans Only. I don't know how that was still left for us to have the handle. But it's literally For Yans Only.
Twitter too.
I don't use Twitter, so I don't know what Twitter is, but my DP wants Twitter.
I think Twitter is just For Yans.
For Yans.
So,
yeah.
For Yans, yeah.
Perfect. Thank you guys so much for joining us. I feel like you guys really brought the Yans into this episode.
And thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
We came without trouble, so that's why we just came to.
And your patriarchy, love to see it.
Of principled vibes.
You probably could tell that we love relationship dilemmas, man. That's
clearly
our focus
of expertise.
we do our extensive research on that typically. So we go into
it. So are you guys alpha males or beta?
Oh,
or
please
Omicron?
Stop.
Which one?
Omicron. I'm only really Omicron. I'm Delta. Like Delta variant, Omicron.
No. But yeah,
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I'm just living. I don't know if I'm alpha, B. I don't know. I'm just living at this point. Just by.
But actually, wait. Quick question before you go. Do you believe in the alpha males, beta males?
Or I personally don't believe in that. Like, I don't believe in that. So I just feel that, yo, it's either you have sense or you don't have sense. Like, just come up.
I'm screaming,
sense.
But you know what? Okay.
But my people, what about you? What do you think?
Yeah, I'm same with you, man. Same, honestly. First of all, let me never cap. I don't even know what a beta male is. Let's see, we start from here. I know what an alpha male is, but like, I don't know like the other variations. It's just seeming like star signs to me at this point.
Star signs.
Oh, good. Okay, Odunsi.
Wait, what's a beta male though?
Anyone that is not an alpha male now.
Oh, true.
Lucas.
Oh yeah, then I do.
For back chat.
He said, you know, being an alpha male.
Being an alpha male.
I keep still seeing clips from him though. Like, I don't know if they're old clips. I don't know. But wherever he is, he's actually torturing women. Because that man hates women. Obviously, but yeah. Thank you so much for listening, guys. We'll catch you next week with our full episodes. Don't forget to check out For Yans Only. And yeah, we'll catch you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.